Hello, this is Gabriel McBird. Just want to do a quick boo on what I thought of the food aboard the Aer Lingus flight from London Gatwick to Belfast City. I decided to have the full breakfast, which came with two sausages, two rashers of bacon, a bit of potato bread, half a sort of tomato, some rather tacky sort of grill. Well, it's like a pudding, probably probably a white pudding actually. Some wheaten bread with marmalade, orange marmalade, and butter. So the breakfast itself was £7.50, which also included a coffee. Now the really interesting thing, or for me, and the most innovative thing, I suppose, the design of the coffee cup. Rather than them having a little hole you drink out of, instead there's a big lip. Just below the lip is like a filter, and the coffee filters through that as you drink it. So it makes quite nice, quite an acceptable cup of ground coffee, really. The best coffee I've had on an airline, certainly an aeroplane by a country mile. It's £2.50 on its own. It's a little bit fierce, but a reasonable size cup. The breakfast, well, I would say it was, in England anyway, you would say it was quite high cafe standard, really. Sausages, a little bit khaki and mushy, they're not quite as bad as Irish Richmond. Bacon, a bit thin, although tasty enough, I'd say. The white pudding or black pudding or whatever it was something kind of sweaty, a bit like horrible cheap sausages, really. It's not the worst you can get, but definitely economy. But the wheaten bread was decent, butter and marmalade, quite strong orangey sort of marmalade, not with bits in, something more like a preserve, really. You also got a serviette and a paper serviette and a wet wipe, which was good, fairly effective, but I would say perhaps a little on the dry side. Maybe it wasn't the freshest of wipes, but it was okay. £7.50 with a coffee. With a ground coffee of this kind of quality, you'd expect to pay a couple of quid anyway in a takeaway for it.
So £5.50 for the breakfast.
It might be about £1 overpriced, £1 to £1.50 overpriced. But it's not an absolute outrage for an aeroplane at all. I've seen a lot worse. Either the prices are quite reasonable, or I've lived in London far too long.
Might be a mixture of both.
Ladies and gentlemen, preparation for landing. Please check your seat
belt.
Already,
so I've got a little bit of coffee left. I'm just about finished, and it'll be time to land.
Now you return to flight safe or equivalent airplane mode.
So to mark it, marking this breakfast is quite difficult. If I'd got given it in a ordinary cafe, I'd probably give it about 5.5. But given the quality of the coffee, the fact that it's on board a plane, it came quickly. 7.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I just need your table away
now for coming in. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's fine, yeah. The rest of the coffee down the hatch. So given the quality of the breakfast and that it is on a plane, I'd have to give it a 7. The staff also knew my name, obviously I booked, but nevertheless for staff to realise what someone's name is so they can refer to you in person rather than sir, or you don't know who they're talking to, it could be the person next to you. That is quite a nice touch. You call me Mr. Page, alright. Personally I'd probably rather they call me Graham, but at least people are calling me something that allows me to be identified. Which is a sort of nice little bit of visual awareness that's worth commenting on, I think.